City Council meeting to order, and we will begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Kelly? Here.
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 Hi, thank you.
Here.
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 Okay, first up is audience communication. Anything on the agenda, off the agenda? Anybody want to talk to the council tonight? Going once, twice, three times? Okay. Shane, our city attorney, is going to give us, he promises it's not a lecture, but advice.
A tutorial.
Yeah, a tutorial.
Just to kind of guide the process.
Hang on one second, Shane. You're 2 seconds late.
Can she be allowed to speak if she wants to? I don't know if she wants to.
Who?
The scout.
This is Amy Nile.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize
her. That's why I was surprised.
I didn't recognize her.
Okay. Our tutorial.
So just to kind of outline the process, tonight the plan is for the council to go into an executive session to discuss qualifications of the applicants for however long you guys need to do that. We also noticed it for to discuss potential litigation, and the potential litigation in this case is anything that you guys need legal advice on from me that the open discussion could result in financial or legal adverse consequences to the city. That would not include establishment of wages. So I just want to make clear that if you guys decide when you come out of executive session that someone's ready to make a motion to appoint or to select your top candidate, what I'd ask you to do is to authorize me to negotiate a contract. And what I'd do is I'd probably start with the last contract we used. I might make some tweaks to it, but what I would need to know from you guys from a policy perspective that's not really a legal issue is how much you want to pay. And that could include moving expenses and the base salary. And then I would take that information, negotiate the legal terms that I would recommend, and then come back and to the extent necessary in executive session discuss things that involve legal risks to the city. But when it comes to wages, if there's a counter offer to that, we would discuss that in open session either at the next meeting or the next meeting that we're actually ready to bring that to you. So I don't know how quickly it will move, but for tonight, executive session, and then after that, if someone's ready to make a motion, you would do that, and I would just ask that you be ready to give me some guidelines as to what I'm negotiating for salary. That decision has to be made from you guys in a public meeting. City manager, I understand, has provided you guys some salary data that came from the AWC that gives you comparables. Just as a reminder, I think that it was advertised as, I think the range was 120 to 160, which if you look at the comparables, that's pretty much within the range if you look at the wide scope of the comparables. With that, I think you guys can go to executive session. I gave the mayor the language that we need to read off for the executive session.
Thank you. City Attorney, after we have a discussion, come out and provide the information to you, make motion, etc. Then what is the next step as far as who is going to be calling the top candidate and putting out the parameters, and when would that happen, and how's this all come down?
You can authorize, the way that we did it last time, you authorized the previous recruiter and me to negotiate the contract, and it worked pretty quickly that time because I think that Ken just accepted the contract as I presented it, so it turned around pretty quickly. I can't anticipate whether or not there's going to be more negotiation back and forth on that, but to the extent we're changing language, I'd ask that you authorize me to negotiate those terms because I'm an attorney and Colin's not.
Would you be doing that this evening with the candidate?
I could certainly call the candidates. Well, I'd certainly start the dialogue. I don't know if we'd work out all the terms of the contract this evening.
And then would you be able to...
I don't know what concerns they have with regard to the contract.
If you did have a conversation with the top candidate, would you be able to come back in and either public or exec, you tell me, and say, this is what has transpired and this is the next step? How would that shake out?
Last time what we did is we put it on, we did an agenda summary for it, and it attached the contract, and it was agreed at that time. If it works as smoothly as last time, that's the way that it would be done. It's possible some of the discussion will be in an executive session if there's legal risks to whatever language needs to be discussed. I can't predict, but it could be either way or a combination.
There could be a conversation with the candidate this evening. While we're still here,
I could, with you guys to see whether they accept. I highly doubt that we're going to have a contract worked out tonight.
Okay.
I mean, I doubt that we'll have a contract worked out tonight. It'll be the next meeting at the earliest, and we'll just do the regular meeting. That's what I would anticipate.
We may offer the position and they may not take it.
I mean, I just think that to be able to make a phone call and say, you know, we'd like to offer you. And this is just the basic parameters. And, I mean, if it's like, no, I'm sorry, I've looked elsewhere, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
We can certainly do that. We can recess. I haven't, my problem is I haven't been in contact directly with the candidates. I think Colin's been the one that's been in contact. So I can certainly do that and say this is the motion that the council made.
Yeah.
Here's the salary that they authorized. But I don't really want to give them the option either of just saying no and we go back and negotiate this in a meeting. I'd rather work through all the details.
Let's go to our executive session and talk. I think we're going to have legal counsel.
Anybody else have questions for Shane?
I just wanted to ask those publicly before we head into executive session. Just so.
Okay, so now we're...
I'm sorry, Mary, before you move, who is going to be in the legal, the executive session with us?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm only going to be there if you need me.
Okay.
For the legal advice that involve financial or legal adverse consequences, as she'll read off what the actual statute says.
Okay. I have a question for our city manager right now, then regarding the table.
Mm-hmm.
The average blue lines are pretty self-explanatory. Can you explain in the green columns the difference between an annualized flat rate, annualized midpoint, et cetera? For example, Spokane has an annualized flat rate of $132,000 approximately, and the second line has Tacoma with an annualized midpoint and
a high point.
It's got two figures on it. Can you explain those?
Because Tacoma has a salary range for the position, similar to what we do. Ours is, he stated that was published in the brochure, is $120,000 to $160,000. Spokane, the first city, so they don't have a range. They just have a fixed peg one amount, according to what they responded here in the survey. So that's why. And actually, if you look at the sort of the more comparable cities here too on this sheet, you can see some of our, what we use as comparable cities, are the same way. Some of them have a flat rate and some of them have a range. So if they have a range, we've computed halfway between is the midpoint, okay, from the low and the high. That's all.
Great. Thanks, Lindy.
Any other questions? Okay, with that, we'll adjourn to executive session. Evaluate the qualifications of applicants for public employment per RCW 4230110-1G, and we don't have to say the political potential litigation.
Yeah, go ahead and read the whole thing off.
And potential litigation with the city attorney per RCW 4230110-1I. Okay. And this will be for, we're going to start in 15-minute increments. And action may or may not be taken at the end of the executive session. Good? Okay. Right, until 6:25. Thank you.